100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday.
Hi.
Whole team is here, woo, which is great.
Again?
Yes, that's right.
Good start to the
week.
We're
right again.
Yeah.
How about this, though? Of course, everybody talking about the main story of the games, which is the pole vault fail, right?
I told my mother about that just quietly on the couch yesterday. She's like, what happened? So I described it to her. I didn't show her the video. I'm like, that's too much for my mum's little head. The poor thing. She didn't need to see that.
So the guy's name, Anthony Amorati,
I think. That's a cool name.
Yeah, which is already a cool name, right? Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard this, basically, when he went to do the pole vault, he knocked the pole off with his own pole.
Yeah.
There's spectacular video. Show your mums. Right? This is the main story. However, the big development of this overnight is, of course, he's been offered his first deal.
Right? Yeah!
Now, he came 12th. He came 12th in the event itself. But don't let that stop you.
Is it like a special sports jocks, or is it like a cup of some kind?
Not a bad guess, but it's actually more obvious than that.
Oh,
it's for an adult movie.
Oh no!
You'd take the cash and run, wouldn't you?
Well,
you'd
take the cash. He's been offered $390,000 for 60 minutes of work.
Oh yeah, I'd do that.
And it's a video just by yourself for him.
Oh, no partner involved.
No partner involved. They just want to show off the goods.
Oh, my God.
They said minus the crossbar, of course.
Of course.
Right?
Put it in there for extra effect.
Well,
it around.
There'd be a lot of people requesting that. Perhaps if that video got made, maybe the one of the most searched.
I reckon people would just be very curious. Because if you watch a video, it doesn't look like he's wearing underwear, so like everything's kind of looks like it's out there for everyone to see.
Curiosity killed the crossbar.
Yeah.
As the old saying goes.
Killed his Olympic dreams, unfortunately.
That's it. Now, will he do it? Will he not? There's many Willy questions in this situation. Well, I don't know at this point. There's no further comment. And, of course, you know, the companies that are trying to make this movie, they're trying to get their name out there by making these offers, you know, getting the comments in the paper, that sort of thing.
Mm.
So, obviously, it's a watch this space at this point.
There's quick cash to grab. Remember the Hawk Tour girl?
Yeah.
She's still going. She's had more than 15 minutes of fame.
That's it. Mentioned her again.
Yeah, there's plenty of room in the market. He could do it and make an absolute killing.
And let's face it, if you come 12th in the, you know, pole vault.
In the world.
Yeah, but there's still not a lot of other opportunities for you.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, you see.
Let's go again in 4 years' time. LA's calling.
Yeah, but you've got to eat, you know, eat and drink for the next 4 years.
No, yeah.
Like, otherwise, if he does this, don't have to work.
Mm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
60 minutes. Yeah. I'm not working for this company, by the way. Sounds like I'm trying to sell it to him.
Greenberg's already done his deal.
I do not want to see that video. That's something I don't need to see.
I have not done any pole vaulting, I'll have you know.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And a tactic I saw yesterday used by a local business that I'm not going to name because I think it's fantastic, but there will be people out there that get their nose out of joint. I went online looking for a particular cuisine and saw one place in our area with 4,700 five-star reviews.
Whoa.
And went, that's brilliant.
That's
a lot. That must be the best in town. How would they get that many? Went there, bought my food, and as I'm leaving, there's a freezer by the front door with a sign and a QR code on it that says, leave us a Google review, take a free ice cream.
Oh, that's clever.
Pretty smart.
That is clever. What a way to drum up business for yourself.
That is smart.
Now, Crevo, you're a business owner.
Yes.
How would you implement this at Crevo's on Club?
Good question.
Should we go through your Google reviews?
Well, no, I've got about 150.
Cool.
That I've...
That's a lot.
Really, really grafted.
Paid for.
No, have not paid for a single one. I've not paid for a single one.
No bots?
No bots.
150 fake accounts, Crevo.
150 real reviews of, yeah, 2.5 years of work.
If you were to give something away for free in your shop to try and do this exact same tactic, would you be giving away, like, what, free rugs or free ornaments or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
Not free rugs is expensive, right?
No, too expensive,
yeah. Damn.
Hustling it. No free this and that. Unless I can get an ice cream fridge on the cheap.
Yeah, but you're relying.
Then I'll do the same thing.
So, again, those 5-star reviews, yeah. It's sucking me in there to go and have a geezer and see what they're serving up. It's worked, but
it has worked.
Whether they're good, bad, or indifferent reviews, 4,700 5-star reviews. Because, again, everyone's just going to order their food and go, 5 stars, give me an ice cream.
Yeah.
Here's my review. Brilliant.
But so, I've got the ones where it's like typed out with a message and all the information and stuff.
Yours are more genuine.
That's it.
That's real businessman of the hunter. Well done, Crevo.
That's it. Thank you. I will take that. Real businessman of the hunter, as quoted by Scott.
New FM. De Novos.
Now, though, we're talking about this pair of boots, R.M. Williams.
The very best.
Which are the best.
Mm. They are.
They're known to last a long time. High quality Australian made for sale in an op shop.
Just quickly around the team, does anyone own a pair of RMs?
Of course I do.
I have in the past, but don't at the moment.
Okay.
But they're about the best you can get, right?
Why'd you used to own them in the past? Should have kept them lifetime guarantee, Crevo.
Oh, I didn't know that at the time, did I? Wore them out.
Get the sole replaced.
Anyway.
Sometimes that's what's needed. It's good for the soul.
What? Hang on. Sorry, that should have that ready all the time.
Into that one, Mark Credo.
Anyway, there was a pair for sale in great condition at a Salvo's. Now, at this point, you'd be quite excited, especially if they were your size, right? You can deal here. Because a new pair is $649, recommended retail price.
Now, for the record, I didn't pay that.
What did you pay?
I bought them new, but this was about 5 years ago.
So they were a bit cheaper. A little bit. So it was $648.
Something like that,
then. Yeah. Anyway, this pair for sale in a Salvo's for $400.
Oh, that's still a bit steep, isn't it?
But it's $250 off nearly.
Mm.
That's a pretty good price, isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't that like what you say, a Sally's? Like a local
Salvo's.
Come on now.
You can't base your salvos on the cost of the actual product. And nothing annoys me more than walking into a salvos and seeing a shirt from Kmart more expensive at the salvos than it is at Kmart.
Yeah, that's greedy.
Nothing gives
me the
If
they can
ears.
Sell it, good on them, is what I'll say.
Money's going to charity. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
$400.
Are you trying to take away $400 from a charity, Scott?
Oh, you are a wind-up.
Yes.
Here's, like, what... So, I saw this story and went, this will annoy Scott. Because
and it does.
What is it about that annoys you? It's still a great deal, though, isn't it? $250 off? Someone goes, here's $250. You're not saying no, are you?
No.
I bought a pair of shoes from an op shop that value at $400 RRP for $35. Now, that's more like it.
Oh, you've ripped that op shop off.
Oh, you're kidding. No, I have not. Somebody's donated that. If they're a charity, they shouldn't be for profit.
No, the money goes to helping people. So this is the misunderstanding that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think a Salvo's shop is there so people in need can buy clothes for really cheap.
Yes.
That's not how it works. They collect the money and give the money to people in need. That's what actually happens.
I think it's meant to be a bit of both, though.
But like, if you're like, say you're financially struggling, and here's a tip if you are,
boots like that if you're struggling.
No. Here's a real tip. If you are financially struggling, you can go into an op shop and go, I'm financially struggling. They'll give you a voucher to shop there and one for Woolies as well.
Really?
Yeah. So their real goal is to collect money to help people. It's not so that you can snag your RMs at a great price and be like, ha, 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 I got these so cheap.
That would be me.
Which is what you did with those other shoes.
It's what I did with mine when I try and look for a hat. if it's the hat's got to be more than $15, nay, more than $10, it's like... No, I'll go without
it. I'd rather get cancer on my head. Slip, slop, slap, guys. Really, really important is what I'll say.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And in honour of the games running over in Paris at the moment and, you know, technology developing the way that it is, it makes complete sense that some people would want to utilise some artificial intelligence to experiment with the Olympics at the moment, right? Yeah. So if you were asked, just bear with me here, if you were asked to picture an Aussie Olympian, for example, you'd probably picture like the Fox sisters and the canoe and the kayak races and events, even our swimmers like Emma McKeon, Carl Chalmers, you know, the list goes on and on, all our fabulous athletes. However, AI kind of thinks a little bit differently here. An AI bot has been asked by researchers at the Edith Cowan University, so like academics, to conjure up images of what it thinks that athletes would look like from each country through its own algorithm. This is where it gets interesting, and I've seen all the photos. The tool depicts the Aussie team, for example, with kangaroo bodies and koala heads, so they're not even human, while the Greek team is depicted wearing ancient armour like the Spartans or the gladiators.
So basically, it googles country stereotype and spits out pictures.
Absolutely.
Oh, it could get itself in real trouble there.
Oh, no.
Like an episode of The Simpsons. They hone in on every single stereotype and they've made it into an AI image.
Can I have a coffee?
Yeah.
Beer?
Exactly.
E? Try to spell it out.
Sure. The Egyptian team was also shown wearing what looks like pharaoh costumes. So they've really tapped into their stereotypes. The Canadian team, meantime, was depicted as hockey players because, obviously, the NHL.
Yeah. Saying sorry.
All the time.
Thank you.
Hey. All the time.
Sure. Well, Argentina was represented through football, of course. I mean, you have like amazing players like Lionel Messi and stuff. So that's where they've got that from. And the Netherlands through cycling. Apparently, they're great cyclists. I wouldn't even know that because I don't watch the cycling.
But famously, Dutch, you just ride around your bike all day.
Yeah, well, they cycle everywhere.
There you go.
They have very few roads. It's all cycleways.
Even like, in the big city, that they're like one of the number one users of bikes in the world. So that makes a lot of sense.
Is there more bikes than cars in the Netherlands?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
I think there's more of something else in the Netherlands too, Crevo, from my time there. Not the
bridges.
Yeah, a lot of bridges, baby.
Bridges over troubled water.
Yeah, I say so.
I don't get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's all right.
Am I just dim? I just don't know what the world is like.
Google the Netherlands and what there's a lot of there.
Okay. Well, anyway, so
enjoy a lovely coffee in a coffee shop.
Well, if
or
you
a cafe.
Want...
Yeah. A coffee shop or a cafe, Grevo?
Oh, my God. Just look up the images. They're quite funny.
Yeah. And that's it. I guess AI haven't solved everything yet, have they?
No.
Everyone's like, your job is done. It's not quite yet. You've probably got another year or two before it takes everyone's gig.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And if you like a bit of a sweet treat, KFC has just launched an exciting new menu item.
Ooh, what have we got?
These are the Kentucky Fried Cookie Dough Bites. They look sensational.
Now, here's the thing with cookie dough, right?
Okay.
Sometimes it's too doughy.
What does that mean?
Well, it just, I don't know, it's like too smudgy.
Smudgy is
the best word I can come up with.
Are you the one that says cookie dough gives you salmonella, Crevo?
No, yeah, I don't say that.
Good, don't.
But
it's too good, dude. It's too good.
Sometimes it's just like too wet and, I don't know, needs to be cooked a bit.
When it's in the deep fryer... They're coating
it. That sounds all right then.
Change of tune.
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Yeah,
What's going on?
You should see the photos. They actually look quite delightful. So the dough bites have oozing chocolate chip deliciousness and a crispy golden exterior. That's the way they're describing it.
Nice,
it looks
that sounds good.
Bloody nice.
Is it going to have the KFC chicken salt on it?
Oh, you'd hope so.
The salt?
That'd be a dirty treat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, on the outside, crispy with that.
You can't do that, no.
Yeah, you
but
can.
Look,
Watch
it looks
me.
Like there's plenty of chocolate in there, which is fantastic.
Watch this.
Anyway, they're for a limited time, so go and get some.
It's like the first new KFC dessert item in years. They haven't released, and KFC famously don't really do dessert.
Yeah.
But to bring out this, it looks like a mashie.
And what do they normally have? Like the mousse? Is that still around?
Oh, remember the crushes?
Oh!
They were great.
Cast your mind back.
Yeah, wasn't there a cookies and cream crusher or a biscuit or something?
They all were, yeah, there was something in and around that.
And the big, like, thick straws as well, so you could get, like, all of the chunks out.
The days of plastic straws. God, cast your mind back.
Valet.
Yeah.
Valet the plastic straw.
Yeah.
Thank heavens we've got the big old plastic cup and the paper straw. We've gone from paper cups and plastic straws
to the other way.
To the other way around.
I know.
Yay, the environment.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Now, it's, at least the turtles are safe, I guess.
Sort of.
The turtles!
The new FM. Hey! We're gonna wanna remember the Novos on this day.
All right, cast your mind back, if you will. And you remember this year, 1606.
Oh, my God.
Like yesterday. Yes,
for me, it was, anyway. Yeah,
not
I'm old. no, because that is the first possible... This is what they think. It's the first performance of Shakespeare's Macbeth.
Now, this is, seriously?
Yeah, this is it. I think it was at the Great Hall at Hampton Court Palace for King James I.
Around the team.
Yes.
Do you guys like Shakespeare? Have you seen any plays?
I have seen plays.
Okay.
I'm a little bit on the fence. Oh. I think the language is too old.
Old-timey.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. It's poetic.
What do you think, Scott?
Seen Shakespeare, most boring thing I've ever witnessed.
Oh, so you haven't seen Macbeth?
I have.
Oh,
boring,
you have?
Boring.
Oh,
boring.
Come on.
The only Shakespeare I want to watch is She's the Man and the Lion King. Oh. That's it.
The adaptations.
That's it. Yeah. Otherwise, old-timey Shakespeare is an absolute no from me.
I think, Scott, you're a romantic. That's what I think.
Deep down
you
at
would,
heart.
You
we
would
do know that.
Story?
It's a common knowledge. Yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah, everyone knows that about Scott. To me, the language is too old. They need to update that thing. There's no reason people don't talk like that anymore.
There is no thou no more.
Yeah.
Let's change thou. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Couldn't agree more. I saw a good A Midsummer's Night's Dream. Once.
Yeah.
Oh, snooze fest, that one.
But no, Puck is hilarious.
Oh. Fix the language. No one knows what you're talking about.
All the productions have glitter for Midsummer Night's Dream because it's like, it's a fantasy world. They're just like mythical.
I don't remember the glitter.
Oh, I do.
But I remember thinking, fix the language.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, modernise that thing. Anyway, it was, 400 something years ago.
Yeah.
So no wonder no one talks like that anymore. All right, moving forward a little bit. 1959, the Explorer 6 transmits the first TV photo of the Earth from space.
What's a TV photo?
Yeah, that's what I know. The Earth is flat, isn't it?
What?
A flat picture.
Obviously, it was a 2D photo, but...
Oh, okay.
The Earth is not flat. If you're a flat earther, screw your head on correctly.
Oh, Paul, you heard here first.
No, that is absolutely... It is. The Earth is not flat. Moving things forward.
We should argue this, Greg.
Should we? No, we shouldn't. Please. 2016, how about this? Katie Ledecky sets a new world record time. 3:56.46 to win gold medal 400-metre freestyle at Rio.
400 metres in the pool. That is a big, big distance.
Reasonable. Yeah. There are longer, there are shorter.
Yeah. Well, oh, for God's sake, man.
But, you know, you think about that is a long time to be, you know, still doing so well.
Oh, yeah.
Very impressive in the pool. Mm. Moving forward a little bit to 2020 when Cardi B releases the single WAP.
Oh,
one of my favourite WAP songs of all time.
Yeah.
It was...
Name another WAP song, Grievo.
Oh, God. How would you? You wouldn't even worry about it because that is the best of all of them.
You couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
Not even if you tried.
When it comes to WAP music, it is the pinnacle of all WAP music.
It's poetic.
It is poetic. Mm. And it's empowering and it's stunning. And
okay.
I think they should bring out more, is all I'm saying.
What's Cardi B been doing recently?
Oh,
WAP 2.
Getting divorced, actually.
Oh.
But okay. She's pregnant, getting divorced.
That's sad for her.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good excuse to, you know, get back in the studio and release some more, you know, release some more WAP music.
Mm.
Sooner the better is all I'll say.
Moving on.
It debuted at number one in the Billboard Hot 100.
Sure.
Let's never forget that.
Would have been higher. Should have been higher.
Should have been higher. Not many famous birthdays that I liked. So we're just doing Charlize Theron.
Ooh.
Turns 48. Yeah. She's looking good.
Yeah,
very good.
And today, August 7, marks National Lighthouse Day. Oh. So if you're out at Nobby's today, give it a little salute.
Salute? I like that. Yeah.
National Lighthouse Day. We're celebrating that.
New FM. The Novos. The
Novos. A man has done a weird and wonderful thing, and I'm all for it. So a guy from West Philadelphia, born and raised, sorry, hi Saturday, has chosen an unconventional route to find a date. So basically what he's done, he's hired out a billboard within his local area.
Right. So say, for example, one on the, you know, the highway here at Sandgate or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe the one on Industrial Drive, which still had Groove in the Move, even though it got cancelled.
Oh, that's a perfect
That's the perfect billboard to use.
Yeah.
Well, all you singletons out there, that might be the place for you to copy this little idea. So this guy forked out over $1,000 to rent this billboard, which he hopes will lead to the single life being well and truly behind him. So he's got his photo up, his personal photo, with a big thumbs up and a big smile. So he's a nice looking man. And it says, Dave is single. Want to go on a date with Dave? Message him at Date Dave Philly. So basically Dave from Philly. And then he's got like a little section underneath that says fast facts about me. I can cook, and in brackets, well, has normal hobbies. I don't even know what that would mean.
I guess there's some people who have fringe hobbies.
Right.
Where you go, that's a bit weird.
Like collecting dolls or something.
Yeah. If you don't want to tell your date on the first date about the hobby, that's probably not normal. If you're waiting for like several dates in,
it's like, how do I ease this person into my weird life?
Exactly. Yeah. Then that's a weird hobby.
Exactly. And he's also got in dot points, I own a cat, and it goes in brackets pictured, and then it's got like his like ragdoll looking cat on its back with its legs in the air and like being all playful. So all right, that's a bit fun.
Some people like the pet style, yeah.
Mm. And then another fast fact about me, I bought a billboard. So it's like quite interesting. Mm. So basically he's just getting people to hop onto Instagram, look up his profile, and then send him a message if you want to go on a date with him.
$1,000 for a billboard's also really cheap. There's something else I've noticed in this story. Yeah, I think they'd normally cost a lot more than that.
But you know what? Tinder is free.
Right.
And so is Hinge and all of those. So
you really stand out though with a billboard.
Absolutely. Can you imagine, like, driving in your car, like, down the M1 or something, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I'm gonna slide into Dave's DMs.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, as you were the most recently single in the team.
Yes, not anymore. Woo. But yes, I was.
Did you ever consider renting a billboard?
Oh, you know what? That's something weird and wonderful. I would probably do it. Just for the giggles, but if it worked, hey. If it finds the love of
works,
my life,
yeah.
I'm happy.
And as the most romantic on the team, Scott, how would you rate this idea of billboard renting as a way to find love?
Oh, look, it's a bit excessive. I mean, it's a good idea, but it's a bit excessive. So do you reckon?
I don't know. It's a no for you?
It's a no unless you're showing a way of love to somebody else.
Oh,
if you're using a billboard to show it to somebody else, like, but if you're doing it for your own promotion, mate, put it away.
Britt, if you're listening, declaration of love could be coming your way.
Expect a billboard is all I can say. $1,000 is not too bad.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, so, guys, have you seen Noah Lyles?
Oh, so this is he the runner?
The American world number one.
Sure, yeah. So he has a partner who's also an Olympian.
Mm. Oh, I love these stories.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're over there at the village. I think they have to be in their own rooms.
Yeah, the girls and the boys' side or something.
Something like that.
Sure.
2 o'clock in the morning, though, he gets the text.
Oh, you up?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
You need to go out and get me something. So he has to get up 2 o'clock in the morning. She's left her spikes at the massage place.
Oh.
And that is obviously pretty important. Yeah. She needs them. He has to go get them 2 o'clock in the morning. He has to go knock on the door of the massage place, which in itself would probably look a bit dodgy.
A little bit dodgy.
You know, you up?
Is
somebody there? Luckily, they were. The spike bag was there and some toiletries left behind.
That was really lucky.
Why did she go herself?
Yeah.
Well, because she's got a boyfriend there.
What if he's the fastest man in the world?
Well, he should be quick then.
he's the first one in and out.
Yeah, he should be fast. That's exactly right. But doesn't that just show, it doesn't matter what level you're on.
Mm. Best in the world.
Best in the world, even.
Yep.
You're still at 2 o'clock in the morning, got to go trudge out of the hotel and pick something up for your missus.
Oh, when you love someone, you do anything for them. So good on you, Noah.
True love,
real
right
good
there.
Partner.
Yeah.
A very good partner.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And over the weekend, my dad and I went shopping to buy my grandmother, who's just turned 90, a brand new microwave, because the one that she had gucked, it needed a new one.
Mm.
So we're looking at all the different types of microwaves, and there's heaps and heaps out there.
Oh, more than ever.
More than ever. And the cost. Oh, the lady in Bing Lee, we're clearly looking at the ones that are around the $150 mark, and she goes, you know the best one? It's the Samsung for $400. Shut up. Shut up. Absolutely it is not. So we end up buying the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
We take it down to grandma's and we pick the simplest one.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, simple, doesn't need all the bells and whistles, it just needs to work.
Yeah.
Now we're explaining to my grandmother, who she still lives by herself, she's 90 years old, getting around, how to work the microwave.
Yep.
And I'm laughing with Dad on the way home about that you had to explain to her three times that you have to press the 1 minute button three times to get 3 minutes to heat up her lean cuisine.
Sure.
You got to explain everything. Sure. And I'm like, yeah, but you also got to remember, and Dad knows this better than anyone, they taught us how to use a spoon. So at the same time, you can't really sit there and go, explaining technology is so hard. On the flip side, though, my grandmother, now 90, uses an iPhone.
Oh.
And that is full credit to her. Doesn't obviously use it to its full functionality, but knows how to use an iPhone, which is super impressive.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is impressive. And for her to be living on her own as well in itself is excellent.
Brilliant. She does a lot of looking after herself. And we want to know on 4967-4105, brag about an old person or an elderly person in your life that's like doing cool things for their age.
Yeah.
Because my 90-year-old grandma can still figure out what's going on with her iPhone and knows how to take a photo, knew there was something wrong with her camera the other day and was like, Scott, there's something wrong with it. Can you fix it for me? I was like, cool. Didn't know how to fix it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But knew how to fix it. The Foxtel's been playing up at her house. Knows how to reset the Foxtel system, get it started.
What a legend. She's smart.
She's very on the ball. And you go, again, I said to Dad later on the weekend, did you ring Grandma to check that she heated up her meal all right? I'm like, at the same time, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She can work an iPhone.
Yeah.
She will be fine.
She can just Google it.
And she can just Google how to use it. That might be a bit of a stretch. But 4967-4105, brag about an elderly person in your life doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Look, valet my nan.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, she was very tough. In her late 80s, still occasionally riding a horse. She loved her horses.
You're kidding.
Had horses. Took care of them a whole life. That was her whole shtick.
Sure.
Very, very impressive, right? And God, that's good.
Yep.
Sometimes these, you know, older people in our lives are very impressive. Things they can do along the way to later in life. Now, Scott, you were saying behind the scenes, you've got an uncle as well, isn't it?
A great uncle. So my dad's uncle is well into his 90s, heading towards mid-90s, just bought a brand new electric vehicle. And drove from Brisbane to Sydney and is driving through to Victoria and into parts of South Australia. Incredible.
That is amazing.
Yeah, you're approaching 95.
Mm.
That's insane.
Shouldn't be driving.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, if you're strong enough, why not?
If you can, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, just in case, like, the cognitive function's just not as fast or
does
something?
All the testings?
Yeah, if you do the test every... Yeah, because I think once you go past 90, you got to do a test every year.
Every year.
Oh,
every
12 I didn't
months.
Know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
The driving... You go down the driving centre or whatever
it
is.
RMS, yeah.
Yep. And they go, give us another test.
Old,
cool. All right.
Old people doing cool stuff. I mean, the Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gee, even Prince Philip. Doing so much into their old age. 4967-4105. Who's the elderly person? May they be with us. May they not still be with us. That was doing cool stuff into their old age. To Morissette, Michael. Morning, Michael. Who's the elderly person in your life doing cool stuff?
Okay, good morning, Novos. Yep.
Good morning.
shout out for my nan here. She's up in Redcliffe in Queensland, and she's 87 years of age. And she, after Home and Away, which she still watches every night, she thought she'd stay up a little later and watch the 100. Anyway, she got to the end, and, you know, she was the last one on the stand, and, yeah, she got all the questions right. She was quite proud of herself.
Wait, she was on the 100 with Andy Lee?
Just watching it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So she watched it. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, she got all the way to the end. She still gets the pool cleaned once every month, and she gets down in the pool every a couple of days a week, and she walks around and waiting for us grandkids to get back up there. And
All the good stuff. Yeah. Very cool. Very impressive. Let's go to Aberglasson next. Susan, who's the old person in your life that's doing cool stuff?
Morning, guys. So it's actually my dad.
Yeah.
He's 97.
Wow.
And he's, like, still the most switched-on person that you could, kicks our butts in Scrabble all the time, still right into his gemology still. So if you're not aware, like, faceting stones, you know, so, like, precious gemstones. Yeah, yeah, I've been doing that for as long as I can remember. He's our special person.
Wow. So Scrabble too, that's a thinking game.
It is, isn't it? You've got to be switched on, and to be at 97, that's very impressive.
All right, let's wrap this up and head and greet her. Good morning, Tim. Who's the elderly person in your life who's doing amazing things?
It's my great-great-grandmother. She's 101.
Wow. What's she up to, Tim?
She still lives at home. She's got my uncle living with her. She raised 7 kids, and she still gets on a moped scooter and goes down the shops by herself.
Love it.
Oh, awesome. Love
that. Now, Tim, is it true that when you get 100, you hit the triple digits, letter from the queen or king?
Yeah, she got the letter from the king, yes.
Wonderful.
I love that story. And to be still off to the shops on your own, that's the independence level that you want, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Whatever age you get to.
You never take our freedom.
Yeah, that's it. Or our mopeds, for that matter.
105.3.
105.3.
UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
And another chance for you to win with us this morning just by getting involved in the show and playing Lowest to Lux. How this game works, if you don't know, we give you 3 items from absolutely any shop anywhere in the country, basically. You have to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. And if you do that right, of course, we will be giving you a sensational prize.
That's right. A family pass to Maniac's Axe Throwing, King Street, Newcastle. How about this? Hit the bullseye with your next family outing at Maniac's King Street, Newcastle.
Fabulous.
Oh, my God. What a place to go.
Take your kids. Take your friends. Take your whoever.
Well, it's a family pass, so you can.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's such a cool place. Like,
harder than it looks, though.
Yeah, so you've done it right, yeah. Scott. What was your best score? Do you remember?
Somewhere zero off points. The target. Yeah, I couldn't actually make the target. Because we throw in the axe and it's doing 360s towards the target.
Yeah.
Guaranteed miss in my eyes.
Right.
Guaranteed
miss. So sometimes it bounces off, does it?
Yeah, it bounces back and you've got not duck.
No, you don't. Surely not. Surely
no,
not.
No.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Let's go to Shortland. Hey, Sarah, how are you for your Wednesday?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Oh, Sarah, fantastic.
Hopefully better than Scott knowing what day it is.
I genuinely had to think. I'm like, well, what day are we up to?
Hump day.
What day of the week is
that
it?
That is all right. We're all waking up together. All right, Sarah, do you know how the game works?
I do.
Oh, that's perfect. Good. All right, 3 things, cheapest to most expensive. Ari is your quiz master for today.
Woo-woo.
So get ready. Ari, take it away.
All right, Sarah, here we go. The first item for you is a Roxy brand Palm Cruiser skateboard in the colour white. That's the first on the list. The second is a serving of ricotta hotcakes from the Equium Cafe in Mayfield East. Ooh, a bit fancy. And then also you've got the 10-kilo eucalyptus laundry powder from Mitre 10. So, just a quick recap for you. The Roxy brand skateboard. Then you have the ricotta hotcakes from Equium Cafe. And then the 10-kilo laundry powder. Which one do you think is the cheapest there, Sarah?
I think I'm going to go the hotcakes cheapest.
Okay.
Yep.
And then...
Then the laundry powder, because I feel like that's expensive these days.
Fair enough. Yep, which leaves the skateboard.
Yeah, and then the skateboard.
All right, are you ready to lock that in, Sarah? Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, okay, it's let's roll with it.
It's been done.
Okay, revealing the prices now. The ricotta hot cakes from EQM Cafe in Mayfield, $24 per serving. That's okay.
Great spot if you have me.
Oh, my
too.
God.
So busy.
Oh. The coffee there is
outstanding.
And they have really good, like, creative menu there. So, you'll open up, you go, ooh, I wouldn't have thought of putting those things together. But when you do, oof, they know what they're doing.
Have you got a dog, Sarah, by any chance?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got two.
Beautiful. Take your dogs there.
Yeah, they don't mind.
They don't mind a puppy's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then well, I don't mind a good breakfast spot. So well,
Sarah's all over it.
Yeah.
This is a match made in heaven.
Okay, then the 10-kilo laundry powder from Mitre 10 is going to set you back $69. So far, so good, Sarah.
Keeping it clean.
All right. Which leaves the Roxy brand Palm Cruiser skateboard in the colour white. $200, you've got to go. Yes!
Well done, another local winner. And that's you, Sarah, in Shortland.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy Maniacs, a bit of axe throwing. Relieve some pressure, you know, and all that fun stuff.
Get away from the dogs.
And also, you know, try out Equium. It's a delicious cafe.
Take the puppy, Sarah.
We have no voucher for that. No. But you just enjoy that with your own money, all right?
That's all right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Another local winner minted here on New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's all good.
Mighty Newcastle Knights, they're back at home this weekend. Sunday, 4:05 is the kickoff at McDonald Jones Stadium. It's do or die for the Knights. We've got only a few games left of the 2024 season, so it's a chase to get into the top eight. And joining us on the line is Thomas Cant. Hey, mate, how are you?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Mate, fantastic. Now, let's start with the unfortunate loss to Penrith on Sunday. How is everyone holding up? Everyone going all right?
Yep, everyone's going good, mate. Bounced out of that unfortunate loss pretty good, but everyone's pretty ready to roll into this weekend.
Beautiful. And you had a massive one on Sunday. You played, what, two different games?
Yeah, played New South Wales Cup prior to NRL and then backed up into NRL once Jacob went down.
And how's the body feeling?
I was pretty sore on
Monday.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah.
Definitely.
But, Pulled up pretty good now.
Tom, what's the recovery like in between such close games like that?
Depending on which day the game falls, but we obviously played Sunday and then Monday we're off and then we had a big recovery and review day yesterday and then back at it today, preparations this weekend.
Are you getting in the pool as well to try and like cool those muscles down and, you know, get some stretching in and all that?
Yeah, plenty of pool and sauna and ice baths and all good treatment. So, no, we're pretty lucky to have the night.
Now, obviously, being a local boy, you're from Maitland, right, originally?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
do you get a lot of the inboxes coming up to a game? Oh, you got any spare tickets, that sort of stuff?
A couple.
I'm lucky
to have a lot of good friends and family that come and support every week, so I'm lucky to have them to give lots of tickets to.
Yeah, nice. You got those friends and family tickets. You got to use them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice to have a little portion of the crowd, you know, that you see and go, you give a little nod to on the way past.
Chanting your name and everything. Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
100%.
Well, man, I'm going to put you on the spot. As a boy from East Maitland, you grew up supporting the Knights. True or false?
Yep,
of course you did. Beautiful. Yeah. Must be a
company
dream
man.
Come true. Yeah, company man. Must
like
be
it.
A dream come true to now play for the Knights, having gone through junior footy.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I ran out my first game, all I wanted to do was play for the Knights, and be able to achieve that was great. So.
That could have been awkward, wouldn't it? You turn around and be like, oh, nah, supported the Broncos.
Surely not. Surely not.
No, definitely not.
Not at all. So you've got a good track record for the Knights versus the Tigers. Knights have taken out the last five clashes against them. But unfortunately, a few injuries this week. Jacob Saifidi's out, Bradman Best and Aru Tuala. So the team's got a few key leadership positions out. Everyone's still in high hopes heading into this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We still want to push for the eight and make the semis. And that's our goal across the whole squad. And I'm sure we'll go out there this weekend and we'll get the job done.
And fingers crossed to a sold-out McDonald Jones Stadium, because it's a doubleheader clash. The NRLW Newcastle Knights are on straight afterwards at 6:10. So you'll be in the sheds, cracking a cold one, watching the girls play. How good would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. We're lucky here at Newcastle. We've got probably the best fan base and membership across the whole league. So we're very lucky to have the support.
Well, good luck with it all, and we can't wait to hopefully see you come away with the win. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now,
Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid. Good morning, Newcastle. My name is Melody Nikolovsky. I'm 10 years old in year 5 at Mayfield West Public, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny, tops of 20 degrees. Right now in Wall's End, it's 8 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, my God. Now, put those headphones back on, Melody, because I think we could just take the rest of the day off. Yeah. You can just do the show. Is that all right? Would that be okay with you? Now, like I said, put those headphones on because I believe that you've got a special shout-out this morning. Who do you want to shout-out? Who's important in your life?
I would actually give a huge shout-out to my dad.
Yeah.
Who supports me all the way through this.
Oh, how good. He sounds like a great man.
Yeah.
And look, thank you so much for coming in. And you've represented Mayfield well, you know. I live in Mayfield as well. And to see somebody do such a good job as you, very impressive.
Yeah.
Done the whole region proud, Melody.
Absolutely.
So congratulations. You've now scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Limited playtime, so stay all day. Open now at Charlestown and Greed Hills. Also, kidswellplay.com.au is where you can find all the information. And if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au. Well done,
Melody. Simple as that. New FM. The Novos. The Novos. Now, cast your mind back to yesterday's show.
Yep.
Thanks for listening if you were listening.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this story where a new train line set to open in Sydney, going from one part of Sydney to another, which in itself is, I guess, a something story. You know, it's South Newcastle, as I call it.
Local area, just.
So just in the local area. But a lot of people are really into trains. And when I say really into it, they are really into it.
Okay.
Some people had made it their holiday for the year to fly from as far as London to come and see this train open and be one of the first people to ride it.
Oh, my God.
Some people are even planning this as part of, you know, they like film stuff for YouTube and they've got followers who are along on their train journey.
So technically they're earning money for following trains around.
I guess so.
Probably.
Probably not earning much money. It's more of a hobby type thing.
Yeah, okay,
right?
All right, yeah.
But sometimes you go on holiday and it doesn't go to plan, because this opening that was set for the train had to be cancelled because they hadn't fixed some of the safety bugs.
Oh.
So they flew all the way from London on holiday to ride this train for the first time. Oh, sorry, it's not happening. That's going to ruin your holiday, isn't it?
Wouldn't you be filthy?
You would, especially if that was the main reason to come to Australia.
Mm.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you go on holiday, it doesn't go to plan.
It never does.
Something goes wrong and it can ruin your holiday. You know, the train one is quite specific and odd, but sometimes it can be other things.
We saw it recently. I know there was a couple that came from south of Perth, flew into Newcastle to see Tenacious D.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I forgot about that.
And then the old cancellation. Damn. No Jack Black.
That's going to ruin your holiday.
You can't claim it on travel insurance because you caught the flight.
That's right. Mate, you were here.
You got here. They delivered. Qantas delivered what they said they would.
Yeah, that's it. It's not their fault. Sometimes stuff like this can ruin the holiday. I remember going on a holiday once with a bunch of mates. Like, probably we're just out of uni. You know, we'd saved a bit of money, but not much. And we all got food poisoning.
Oh, that's a shocker.
All of us. We were crook as dogs. Like the first 2 days we enjoyed, and then after that, no good.
Disappointing.
Another one comes to mind. A friend of mine booked a camping trip up to Hat Head, which is sort of mid-north coasty sort of area.
On the coast there?
It flooded like nothing else.
Oh, shame.
We drove all the way there, and we're like, it's raining so hard. We're still doing this? We're still doing this. You get there, and it flooded so badly that everyone's tents got swept away.
Oh, it sounds like, what's that Byron Bay Festival up there?
Oh, the Blues Fest. It's always rained out.
Splendor.
Thank you.
Always rained out. Sometimes things just ruin the holiday. Has it ever happened for either of you guys?
Well, yeah. I mean, two things come to mind. Two different holidays. The first one was I was at Coffs Harbour at a resort. It was perfect sunny, so like during the summertime, of course. I think the first or second day, I got sunburnt on my scalp. I couldn't brush my hair. I couldn't go back outside for a long time. Like, I was stuck inside playing pool. It was terrible.
Sunburn can do it to you.
It stings. Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. And then the second one, I don't know what it was for, but we were just at like a caravan park and whatever, playing with a bunch of other kids and whatever. Some kid daxed me. So, like, it was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, like, go outside again because I was too embarrassed to face the music.
And when you're that age, something like that can... it's all you can think about, you know?
Of course.
It's ridiculous little things like that, especially when you're a kid. Have you ever had a holiday ruined or know someone that's had something like that happen, Scott?
Wouldn't be ruined because you bounce back, but phone got pickpocketed. And it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And you go... He's sitting there and it's like, it's in Southeast Asia, so the cheap phone market, the stolen phone market, it's running rampant. You got Buckley's chance of finding it, 0 to none. And you sit there and think, what if I had done one or two things differently? Would my phone have gotten pickpocketed? At the same time, had a couple of lemonades, in a club, having a great time. You know what? Story to tell.
But still, it's eating away.
You go, it's another $1,000 I had to drop on a new iPhone. Yeah, and I don't like that.
Expensive. All right, so this is the type of thing that can happen. We want to know, 4967-4105, what ruined the holiday? Maybe it was you or a family member or something like that. We want to know these types of stories. In Raymond Terrace, Michelle, what ruined the holiday?
Hi, we were on a 2 week holiday. Second day in up the coast, I stood on a stingray. ended up in an ambulance, and we had to come home.
Sorry, happened when you stood on the stingray? Did it stab you?
It stabbed me in the bottom of the foot.
Oh no.
Yeah, kind of. I couldn't put my foot to the ground.
Oh my God. Did you see the stinger come up through the foot and out the top?
No.
Oh,
thank God.
That's lucky.
Luckily.
And have you still got your foot?
I've still got my foot.
Oh,
geez. Well, all's well that ends well. Hey, Michelle.
Jeez, that still ruins your holiday, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
What an absolute nightmare.
Terrifying.
Jeez. All right. Let's go to one more, shall we?
West Wall's End. Morning, Penny. What ruined your holiday?
Okay, so I've got two. So my little boy... he was hell-bent on Scooby-Doo, loved Scooby-Doo. So we went specifically all the way up to Queensland, drove up there to go to Movie World so we could go on the Scooby-Doo ride.
Yes.
We got up there, it was closed.
Oh,
so he was absolutely devastated.
Yeah,
like, he was like 8 years old and it was life-changing that the ride was closed. And then we went to Fiji with my daughter, young daughter, and they had the frog races on Somersali Island, which was really cute. And they were meant to be harmless. So my daughter's after the race, you know, patting and kissing all the frogs.
Aww.
And she broke out in this really huge, disgusting rash. So for the whole holiday, she couldn't get on the sand. She couldn't go in the water because her skin was, like, stinging because of the reaction she had to the frogs.
And all she wanted... was a prince.
Yep.
That's all she wanted, and it didn't work out. She ended up with a massive rash.
Those are the kids' first heartbreaks of their lives.
Oh,
look at
my
that.
God. Oh. You know what? There's a lesson there. You know, they say, you know, eventually if you kiss enough frogs, you'll get a prince. more likely you'll just get a rash.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I've got a very interesting story for you guys. It's a progressive one. So after the gym yesterday afternoon, I came home. Mum just finished work. So I walked through the door and she's like, Ari, what are you doing this afternoon? I said, oh, nothing now. I'm all finished for the day. What's up? She goes, I just got a text from our neighbours across the road, Tanya and Phil, who just had their son Marco on Thursday. And they came home yesterday afternoon. And then Tanya, the new mum, she's like, we'll let you know, but you should definitely come over and meet baby Marco. So it looks like Auntie Ari and Auntie Jan are going to get their turn in the sun.
Oh, you're on the move.
Yes.
That's good. How exciting.
So we were meant to go there yesterday afternoon to meet the baby. But look, they had a lot of family come over, so we just wanted to give them a bit of space.
Just keep calm, yeah.
Yeah, but we have to go this afternoon. I'm so excited. He looks like such a beautiful baby boy.
Tanya and Phil, these guys you're good friends with. Yeah.
Really good friends. Yeah, they live across the road from us in Cameron Park. Yeah, wonderful people.
Good luck being the new auntie. That's exciting.
Gosh, that boy will have so many aunties. It's crazy. He's got a big family, that one.
That's nice. That's nice. Nice and supportive.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
A clear sign that you make too much money is spending unnecessarily on the dogs and the cats. And Mark Crevo, we discovered recently about you that your Whippet Molly, I was going to say Mippet Wally, other way around, your Whippet Molly has a full wardrobe of clothes.
Oh, it's not a full wardrobe. It's probably between 8 and 10 different jackets and coats.
That's a lot.
So a week's worth of clothes.
Yeah, look, we don't know what one she wants to wear, you know. Sometimes it's the checkered one or the polka dot.
She's obviously telling you. Yeah. I feel like wearing this today. My personality. Yeah, exactly right.
The raincoat.
I love that.
Dolce & Gabbana have launched a brand new dog perfume. It's named after the founder's pet. And honestly, this is another thing, Crevo, that you could add to the list. It's a luxury item, it's considered. Oh, yeah. It is called Fifi. F-E-F-E. Fifi. Alcohol-free, safety-tested, approved by vets, and it has a gold paw print on it. So you know that it is for dogs.
That sounds fancy.
Oh, I was going to say, I have a genuine question. Is this a thing now? Like, making
dog
a
perfumes.
Cologne for a dog.
Yeah, right.
Like, that makes no sense. Like, I know that sometimes a dog can smell a bit bad, but that's why you bath them.
You shower them, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I'm not totally against the idea. It sounds quite good. They're quite a good brand too, aren't they? Not too bad.
They do okay for themselves.
Yeah.
They do okay. So if somebody's going to go into the pet market with fragrances, you'd want it to be them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we found out, Crevo, you spend too much money unnecessarily.
Sure.
I've got 5 other items that have been made for pets from right around the globe.
Yes.
And obviously, you'd buy all of them. Obviously. I was going to have you rank them, but straight up and down, I just want you to tell me whether it's a good investment or a bad investment.
Oh, okay.
Deep down, though, you'd spend the money.
Probably.
You would spend the money.
Probably. All right, let's hear it. Crevo's on flames. I'm ready.
Crevo.
Yes.
Would you buy a social media manager for your dog?
What?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say if you can get the returns, because sometimes pets can get a lot of free stuff.
Yeah.
And the managers, you know, they're not too expensive. I'm going to say good investment.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I somehow don't think that's a very good investment.
Is it because, like, people just want their dogs to be, like, these social media influencers now?
That's the idea, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm too busy to manage Molly's Instagram or whatever, you know.
Mollygram.
Yeah. You pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, and she doesn't have the, like, dexterity to use a phone yet. So, like, I reckon not bad. Yeah, I'm going to say good investment.
How about the Bubble-tastic Bacon Bubble Blower?
Hey.
So it is a bubble machine where it blows out bacon-scented bubbles to entice your dog somewhere rather than giving them actual food.
What?
Ooh,
so they follow the smell of the Bacon Buster or whatever it's called rather than actually having to feed them along the journey.
Question. Do you know how much that is?
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Don't want to know.
I'm going to say if it's under $50, good investment. Here's why.
Okay.
Because if you can get one of those and it's, say, it's like $25 or $30, you'll save heaps on schmackos.
Yes.
Because you can just lure them over with a bacon. Here, have a bacon bubble. And they're like, oh, that was really good.
How much did you say you'd pay for it?
Like $30.
I'm looking at one here. One option on Amazon is $77.
Boy.
The exact Bubble-tastic is $88.
I'm going to buy one.
You know what? I reckon Emmy, your wife, Krimo, should buy one just to entice you to go somewhere, not the dog. And, so I need Krimo to go and pick this up for me, hey?
Probably lose some weight as well, which wouldn't hurt.
How about a quick run through a rear gear butt cover? So rather than your dog exposing themselves constantly, it's like a sticker that you put over their rear end.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
How about pet paint?
Hey.
So you can paint your dog different colours that's safe for the puppy.
Oh, that's too
The
far.
Option here that I've been given or that I'm looking at a picture of is somebody has painted their white dog red, white and blue, USA. They put the American flag on their dog.
You know what? I think that's a good investment. Here's why. Imagine painting your dog up like a tiger or something. That's just
That would
fun.
Be fun. Ooh, and wrapping things up, Krivo, you are a man that has an acquired taste.
Mm.
How about a Chardonnay? Dog wine.
Oh, like as in Chardonnay.
Yeah, I think my dog Molly Whippet would appreciate that. I'm going to say good investment.
Shocking investment.
She likes the finer things. You know, she already loves cheese.
All this money that you've got going around, throw some my way.
Stop giving it
to the dog.
Give it up.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Right now, though, we're going to move into a game of and ah, a local version, rather. So how this game works, one of us around the team gets tested for our local knowledge on a certain subject around our great region. So far, just for an example, we've had topics so far on, like, the Anzac Walk, Nobby's Beach, the M1, certain markets, Tyers Hill, all of that. So I'm going to test you today, Krivo.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
very
your
nervous about this.
Turn. You have 30 seconds on the clock to be able to describe the thing, the landmark or whatever it is here in Newcastle. And if you do that right, congratulations, but you have to do it in 30 seconds. You cannot say or ah, and you cannot pause for longer than 2 seconds, and you can't use certain crutch words. Yeah.
Yeah. So last time I think I got out of it by using some ridiculous crutch word.
Yeah.
And it still got me unstuck in the end.
Somehow we saw through it. Somehow we saw through the random rooster that you kept throwing in there.
That's right. I kept saying rooster.
I don't even remember
as a
that.
Pausing word. Oh. And whilst that was effective,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even finish still. So that's how bad I am at this. This is a chance to watch me burn in flames.
To crumble under pressure.
Ugh.
Okay, so your topic, so we're going to get the timer set up. Your topic for today is the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. And your time starts now.
Well, I'd say that this is the building in Newcastle that needs refurbishment the most, or perhaps a rebuild, because at the moment, I hate to say it, it's a bit of a tin shed. Essentially, did that count as
no,
one?
No,
essentially, it needs to be rebuilt totally, I would say in the most modern fashion possible. If we could even have perhaps the biggest building in Newcastle be the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Time's up.
Oh. What are your thoughts? Overall,
how to achieve nothing.
Yeah, you said nothing.
I'm going to buzz myself out. Even though...
You had no idea what you were talking about.
No.
Correct. Even though I avoided those words, it was perhaps the biggest waste of 30 seconds anyone has ever experienced.
What was that?
And for that, I am sorry. Someone call the cops. That thing should be illegal.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And a chance to play Would I Lie to You? 4967-4105. We've got a... the lines are open. Now, Krivo, you and I have each brought something into the studio.
That's right.
Or have we?
That's right. This is the question.
Somebody is lying. All you got to do is determine who's telling the fib. Is it me or is it Krivo? You can pick yourself up a double pass to go and see Sunset Boulevard, the musical, music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's coming to the Sydney Opera House early next month. You want to be there. Great time out. in our harbour, in a harbour city.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to get to see any show at the Opera House is a treat, right?
Brilliant.
This
Brilliant.
Is your chance to do it for free.
Mm, some of the best performers in Australia, mind you.
Foof, don't mind if I do. All you got to do is play human lie detector. Ooh. Who's got the real item in front of them?
And we had a chat to Tim Draxel, who's actually starring in Sunset Boulevard, the production just yesterday. You want to catch up on that interview, the new FM website is all the details there. As Crevo said, you're the human lie detector. Up next, 4967-4105.
Let's meet the contestant who is being the, I guess, real-life lie detector. Good morning, Pedge in Mayfield. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic.
Very good.
Fantastic. So, do you know how the game works, Pedge?
A little bit, yes.
Beautiful, easy. Well, Crevo might have a product. I might have a product. I definitely have a product. Well, one of us actually has a product. One of us is lying. We're going to describe two products to you, and you have to tell us who's telling the truth, okay?
Who's got the real item in front of you? Ari's going to help you out a little bit, all right, Pedge?
I will try.
Yeah, that's fine.
Woo, teamwork.
Right, Ari?
Yes, we'll do this fine.
Beautiful, okay. Pedge. Let me kick things off for you. Now, Pedge, you a fan of the Newcastle Knights? Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Pedge loves it. Pedge loves it.
Yes.
Well, the Newcastle Knights, captain of the Newcastle Knights, or captain my captain, Kalen Ponga, in my hand, I am holding a soft Kalen Ponga toy.
Oh.
It's called an NRL micro figurine series. You buy them from Coles, and it is a caricature soft stuffed toy of Kalen Ponga. He's wearing the Knights kit. They haven't got him with his blonde hair. They've got him with his brown hair. This is from a season or so ago, but then he dyed it bleach blonde. So it's got nice brown hair. It's soft. It's squishy to touch. Yeah, lovely to have resting on your pillow at night.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Pedge, you've heard Scott's pitch. Now it's my turn. I've got a horse on a chain. it's not a real horse.
You sure it's not a real horse? Put another real horse into the studio.
No, I did not bring...
Yeah, that's not allowed.
No. You couldn't be more right, Pedge. Don't listen to those two silly ones over there. This is... it's a little metal horse, I guess, like amulet or something. Like a little thing you'd wear around your neck. And the chain is a little necklace.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of silvery colour. The horse is probably about as big as your thumb to your first knuckle, maybe. So a nice little size to it. And that's what I've brought in today.
So, Pedge, up for grabs is a double pass to go and check out Sunset Boulevard coming to the Sydney Opera House from next month. Now, Pedge, any questions you'd like to ask me or Crevo, and Ari can help you out along the way.
Oh, come on, Ari. I need your help.
Okay. Okay, well, I actually have a question. So... these Kalen Ponga dolls, I don't know about you, Pedge, but I've actually never seen these, so I don't even know if they exist outside of maybe like a homemade toy store, so I don't even know if you can get them at Coles.
As I said, you buy them at Coles. In the micro figurine series, they had Kalen Ponga, I'm looking at other options that they had as well. This is the one I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm looking at other options online because I thought you might come along with this question, Ari. How about Brian Toto? How about Nathan Cleary?
Jeez.
Heaps of different options as well. So Kalen's not the only one in this series. Kalen's just the one that I was given being a Newcastle Knights fan.
He's a good talker, isn't he, Pedge?
But the chain does also sound realistic.
Pedge, ask Crevo, are you a gold or silver wearer?
I'm a silver.
You're a silver wearer yourself. For me, well, it's not pure silver, this chain.
Crevo, how long is the chain?
How long is it? Oh, probably 25 centimetres. I'd say it's suited to like a someone with a small neck, like a child.
All right, then 25 centimetres doesn't sound good to me.
Who do you reckon he bought it for, Pedge? Who do you reckon he bought it for? I can't name anyone.
Oh, well, it was something for the shop.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something for the shop.
Well, we'll push you for an answer, Pedge. Who do you reckon's telling the truth? Is it me with the plush doll or Crevo with the necklace?
The horse on a chain.
I think it's Scott who's telling the truth.
Me that's telling the truth with the plush doll?
Yes.
I can reveal for the tickets to the Opera House, unfortunately... Pedge, you should have trusted me, Scott.
Oh, my God.
He's so devious, isn't he, old Scott?
Yeah, He's a sweet talker.
I'm a sweet talker. A sweet talker.
Well, thanks for playing. Better luck next time.
I can confirm that this doll does exist, and I have seen it on Scott's pillow. He loves it.
Fair enough.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
That's us pretty much done for today, right?
Yeah, you for your hump day. It is going to be a good afternoon this afternoon for me, lads, because I'm transforming myself into a cowgirl. It is all in preparation for my little trip up to the Demon Horse Farm, which is my partner's family's farm.
Yep.
And I've never been there before, so I want to look the part, which means I need jeans because I don't own a pair.
Do you have any? What about spurs? Have you got spurs?
No.
Cowboy hat?
Will's going to give me his Akubra. He has five.
He'll lend you one of them.
Yeah,
very good.
I have my own personal one of his in his collection. He loves to see me in it.
Have you got like a belt buckle, like one of the big ones that the rodeo riders wear?
You know what? I'm going to bring some city chic to the outfit. I'm just going to have a plain black belt and that'll be fine.
Oh, you've got to get a big buckle, like a dinner plate. It should be the size of a dinner plate.
I've got to stay true to my city roots, Crevo.
Okay. All right, well, all that to play out.
The games tonight, one of my mates is competing, Brandon Stark, in the high jump. So it's the finals to get to the the grand final. Yeah. So the heats, as they call it. 6:05 tonight on Channel 9. Do you want to go check it out?
Good luck to him. Ooh. Fingers crossed. Mm. Well, that's us done. Aside from that, we do have to award a prize today, a double to Gold Reserve Knights game versus Wes.
Yes.
That goes to Tim in Head and Greta. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the amazing stuff old people in your life do. And I think it's his nan that's 101.
102
was it?
Oh my
Very
gosh.
Impressive. Still riding the moped to get around and go to the shops and all that sort
Crazy.
Of stuff.
Good on them.
When I see those mopeds parked around, I love it because you go, that's somebody who's still getting it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Figure out a way, you know? That's the Newcastle way. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Catch ya.
That was De Novo's. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.